What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, February 9th, 2023. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Getting close to the end of the week here. And, of course, next week is going to be Valentine's Day, so make your preparations and plans enchanting your significant other, and or else we'll end up sleeping in the basement for at least that night here. Anyway, we've got a lot to talk about. It's another very, very busy news day. And Mike is in our control room taking care of business. We're going to try and get through as much news as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. So here we go. Latest numbers from the earthquakes in Turkey and Syria. The death toll has now crossed above 20,000 people. There were early forecasts that it could go that high, and now it has, and still no idea where the end will be when this is all over and done with here. Now, apparently, Democratic Senator John Fetterman, who has suffered survived one stroke already, was rushed to the Washington, D.C. hospital complaining of lightheadedness, and the concern is he may have suffered another stroke, and so they're basically, he's undergoing tests at the George Washington University Hospital in Washington, D.C., and so hopefully he's going to be okay. All righty. People are still talking about the State of the Union address. They're still writing about it. An article out of the New York Post: Biden's State of the Union set new records for dishonesty and emptiness. And yeah, it basically did. And State of the Union speeches are usually pretty scattered all over the place. The president's trying to cover a lot of different issues. But Biden basically set a new record. He ranged across a huge number of issues without substantively addressing the biggest ones: crime, the border crisis, Ukraine, China, the economy, which is in a real mess, because his record is so bad on all of them. And instead, Biden offered lie after lie after lie after lie in a shameless bid to try and fool the electorate ahead of his 2024 run for re-election. His only big idea is to make bogeymen out of the ultra-wealthy and offer the American people more freebies, more unsustainable spending. And I think the American people are kind of tired of that already, because they're coming to understand there is no such thing as a free lunch. For the government to give you something, it first has to take it away from somebody else. And a lot of electioneering that we've seen in recent decades always comes down to vote for me and I will take a bunch of stuff away from these people and give it to you. And whether it's I'm going to take away from the whites to give to the black, or I'm going to take away from the rich to give to the poor, or I'm going to take away from this group and give to that group, that seems to be how they win elections in this country. Now, Ted Cruz came on out criticizing Biden over the president's remarks about China. And interestingly enough, the fact is that, Biden really kind of waffled a lot on China, and they're trying to portray him as being courageous for not being more bellicose towards Xi Jinping. Meanwhile, of course, China is still insisting it's an ordinary weather balloon and we would like it back. Now, we have a fact check coming on in from Breitbart. Joe Biden claimed America is united in their support for Ukraine. And actually, no, that is not true. Recent polls are showing the country is pretty much evenly divided in supporting Ukraine in its war against Russia. A recent poll published by NBC showed there's a near even split on whether Congress should provide more aid to Ukraine. According to the poll, which was conducted January 20th through 24th, 49% of adults said Congress should provide more funding, and 47% said Congress should not. The margin of error was 3%. And another poll conducted by the Pew Research Center showed a deep partisan divide on the issue. Now, talking to people around here, just ordinary people, it's hard to find anybody who thinks this war in Ukraine is a good idea. because of the possibility of touching off a war with Russia, which would be a bad thing. Okay. Now, one of the comments that Joe Biden made in his State of the Union speech was talking about sunsetting Social Security and Medicare. And, of course, this he was talking about the Republicans are going to cut that, and, you know, that it would be a good thing anyway. The White House is kind of trying to backtrack and brush that off, saying that, no, you know, there are no plans for that right now. But the fact is, Joe Biden has advocated cutting Social Security going back 40 years, as early as 1984. Biden called for cuts to Social Security as a means to balance the federal budget. And, of course, it was Joe Biden's idea to actually tax Social Security benefits, which struck a lot of people as kind of a weird thing, because you need to keep in mind that Social Security fund is your money. It does not belong to the government. The Social Security program has the American worker entrusting the government with a portion of their earnings to invest and grow, just like a bank. But, you know, even though your money may be in the bank or Social Security, it is still technically, legally your money. It's not the government's money, although the government likes to pretend otherwise. And one of the reasons Social Security is in so much trouble are all the times that the Social Security Trust Fund has been looted and plundered, most recently by Bill Clinton, to balance the budget and make it look like, you know, we've got this magic federal budget surplus. And remember when Clinton was talking about that, he basically was embezzling the money of working people to pay for the government's addiction to spending. And so that's your money already, and the government can't just do whatever they want with it. And it is almost ridiculous for them to take that money out of your paycheck with the Social Security tax, and then when they give it back to you, to tax it again. It's just another way of keeping the money flowing from you to the government, because those spendaholics in Congress can't control themselves and don't feel they should have to. They just want to throw the money around, because let's be honest. When you go to the store and you got a lot of money in your pocket and you can just reach out and buy things, don't you get a rush from it? Well, imagine what it's like to be a member of the Congress, where you've got all that money from the taxpayers and you can just reach on out and you can pay for all kind of things, like, you know, research on getting lab animals drunk or something like that. And you get a rush from doing that. That's what we're dealing with here. They're money junkies and spendaholics, and that's why this country is in such an economic mess. Now, Biden, during his speech, took credit for the strong manufacturing union. We are seeing manufacturing come on back in this country, mostly in the weapons sector, unfortunately. But the industry leader is saying this all began under Donald Trump. And Biden inherited Donald Trump's success in revitalizing our manufacturing. But the way Biden operates, oh, we forget about Trump. I'm taking credit because I'm the president now and I'm doing all kinds of good things. And people are still talking about that bizarre, you know, mouth kiss between Jill Biden, the first lady, and Kamala Harris's husband. I guess we call him the second husband. And it was a pretty heavy smooch. I mean, more than just a friendly little peck. And even Megyn Kelly was talking about how uncomfortable it made her, you know, to see Jill Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris' husband, you know, with that mouth kiss there. And, of course, off to one side, Joe Biden is saying, well, I guess it's okay for me to sniff at Kamala's hair. Okay. So, yeah, that was a weird, weird moment about what's going on there. All right, getting into other areas of corruption. Pardon me. As Vice President Joe Biden actually boasted about how he threatened Ukraine officials with the loss of American financial help if they didn't fire the prosecutor investigating Burisma, a gas company, for corruption. Now, Burisma was the company that was paying Hunter Biden thousands of dollars per week to be on its board in an industry where Hunter Biden has absolutely no education and no experience. And Biden actually went on video saying, well, look what I did. I got that prosecutor fired. And that video is now turning out to be the smoking gun as Republicans start really saying that there is something very corrupt going on over there. And that video is going to come back to haunt Joe Biden. Okay. Meanwhile, the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees, now being led by Republicans, say it's time to have the 51 intelligence officials who all signed that letter saying that the story about Hunter Biden's laptop was probable Russian misinformation. It's time to drag them in and have them testify before Congress as to just why they made such a ridiculous and now known to be totally false statement. Now, DNews.com reports that a Republican source stated they are willing to compel the testimony of those intelligence officials if they refuse to cooperate on their own accord. In other words, we're talking subpoenas being issued, and they're saying these intelligence officials might as well just come on in and cooperate because otherwise, they will be dragged in with these subpoenas. Meanwhile, compounding this issue about classified information, and the latest spin coming out of the White House is that these classified documents that are littered all over Joe Biden's homes and everything are just, spares, extras. They're not really that important. They just happen to be classified, which is lame. Classified documents are tightly controlled. Anyway, apparently, former House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff has now been accused of leaking classified information so frequently that former CIA Director Mike Pompeo wants the Democrat lawmaker security clearance revoked. Says he cannot be trusted around any of this classified information because he uses it as political currency for his own purposes. And Pompeo came on out saying, during my time as CIA director and secretary of state, I know that he leaked classified information that had been provided to him. And, of course, it's worth noting that Schiff played a crucial role in the Trump-Russia investigation, which was plagued with leaks to the media for years. So now we know where that was all going and so forth and so on. Politics is indeed a dirty, dirty business. Now, this is kind of interesting. Down in New Jersey, an entire town council and the mayor of this one little town all changed their party affiliation from Democrat to Republican. And I hope it's the beginning of a trend, but we shall see. Meanwhile, also in New Jersey, there was apparently a councilwoman, a Republican, who was murdered, and probably the fact that she was a Republican is why it wasn't heavily reported here. And this is Eunice Dwumfor, and for some reason the prosecutor's office wants to put a block on any records of this case being made public. So there is something about what happened here that is being withheld from the public. And complicating the issue is there's been a second attack on a council person from New Jersey. Russell D. Heller, a councilman in Milford, was shot to death outside the PSE&G Somerset Central Division headquarters in Franklin by a former co-worker. Now, Russell D. Heller is himself white, and the co-worker who shot him is black, and that may be another reason why these stories are not getting the coverage. I mean, if you could imagine, a white person shooting, a black Democrat, it would be headline news all over the place. But these two, they're Republicans. It's okay if they get shot. We don't care about that anymore. Now, more is coming on out about this January 6th fairy tale, for lack of a better word here. And we know that as the Republicans start to really dig in and find out what actually did happen with all of this, they're finding a lot of strange stuff. There's been a lot of information that was requested by Congress has gone missing. And they, you know, we're getting the hands up in the air saying, I have no idea where it went. You know, I know we got a letter to preserve the information, and I thought it was in that closet over there, but golly gee whiz. And now there's another interesting story. This is coming out of The Intercept, and it turned out that one of the Marines who was charged with taking part in the January 6th protest in the Capitol has apparently been rewarded by being transferred to a highly sensitive intelligence assignment at the headquarters of the NSA. Okay? And so the Marine, confessed to his role in the riot last summer during a security clearance interview, but was not charged until last month. And so this Sergeant Joshua Abate, a special communication signal analyst, has now been assigned to the Marine Cryptologic Support Battalion, which acts as a liaison between the Marines and the NSA at Fort Meade. And so something is going on. This is somebody that was held up in the media as a threat to the national security and yet has been handed a plum assignment inside one of the most sensitive, secretive portions of our communication infrastructure. Something does not add up. And if the words are not adding up, it's because the truth is not included in the equation. All right. Now, as we mentioned yesterday, members of the House of Representatives have hauled in a bunch of former Twitter executives. They've all been let go by Elon Musk, but they've been hauled on in for a well-deserved grilling. And overall, their strategized conformity, meaning the lie they're all agreeing to tell, is yes, they did a lot of bad things, but no, they weren't ordered to do so by the government or by corporations, and already those claims have been proven false by the record. But Representative Ana Paulina Luna literally torched Joel Roth over the issue of Democrat big tech government collusion, rented lips, and just absolutely stunned everybody at the committee meeting with her vehemence. Meanwhile, Jordan was grilling the ex-Twitter executives over the Hunter Biden story and saying, you know, you didn't think that suppressing that story was crossing a line? And, again, they're out there saying, well, you know, we weren't really sure, blah, 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 blah. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene, okay, interrupted an exchange between Representative Jimmy Gomez and Twitter's former head of trust and safety, asking, who made you in charge of what's true and what's false? And she basically went on the attack saying, you permanently banned my Twitter account at the same time you were allowing child porn all over Twitter. And this is going back to that, Mr. Roth. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is saying, you know, it amazes me as head of trust and safety, your inability or your unwillingness or your complete lack of interest in dealing with the problem of child pornography at the same time you're censoring conservatives. And she pointed out that in his advanced degree dissertation, Roth actually argued minors should have access to Grindr, which is an adult gay hookup app. Now, Elon Musk banned 44,000 accounts of child porn. Roth banned Marjorie Taylor Greene's Twitter account, but none of the child porn was touched. And so that is a very damning indictment here. Meanwhile, Boebert exploded at ex-Twitter executives for shadow banning her and saying, who the hell do you think you are? You know, to be going out there and making these decisions. And again, these executives are taking the position that, yes, they did all of this, but they weren't doing it under orders from politicians or the government or big corporations. And there's evidence already surfacing saying that, they were handing out special access codes to various members of the government so the government could actually go into Twitter and just delete messages that they didn't like without even going through Twitter's executives. Okay, we got to take a break from commercials. When we come on back, more about Twittergate, and it's getting ugly. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? Preacher man.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the well-deserved and long-overdue grilling of these former Twitter executives who took it upon themselves to basically act as gatekeepers and propagandists and cover-up experts. And it's more than just the Hunter Biden laptop story. The real issue was the censoring of any medical opinions that challenged the COVID orthodoxy. And Representative Nancy Mace blasted former top Twitter official Viaya Gade during the hearing for basically the censorship of alternative medical perspectives, and basically came on down and said, "You're not a doctor, right, Ms. Gade?" And Gade responded, "No, I'm not." And then Nancy Mace said, "What makes you think you or anyone else at Twitter has the medical knowledge to censor actual, accurate CDC data?" And Gade tried to deduct the issue, saying, "Well, I'm not familiar with these particular situations." And Nancy Mace said, "I'm sure you're not." And during the exchange, Mace acknowledged that she herself had suffered adverse effects from the effects of the mRNA shots. And, you know, it's... It's absolutely accurate what Nancy is saying. You had all these people at Twitter who are not themselves doctors or scientists or virologists who are out there blocking posts by people who really were educated doctors, virologists, and scientists in order to push this particular a narration about COVID, about you must mask up, which we now know the masks were totally useless. You know, you have to be locked down, and we found out the lockdowns were useless and actually caused a lot more harm than good. And, of course, ultimately that the mRNA shots were safe and effective, and the evidence has certainly come on out that they are neither safe nor effective. And so, frankly, these Twitter executives, when you start considering how many people have been permanently harmed or even killed by this terrible experiment gone wrong, some of that blood is on the hands of these Twitter executives. And they probably don't feel all that bad about it. That's how they get to be top management. But that's definitely what's going on. Meanwhile, Higgins came on out, reminding everybody that Twitter's activities during the 2020 presidential election, was an election interference. And he's saying these Twitter executives, former Twitter executives, interfered with the 2020 presidential election knowingly and willingly. And he says that's the bad news, and it's going to get worse because this is the investigation part. Later comes the arrest part. And I think that is going to be necessary. We've heard comments from some of the participants to the effect that, well, we're educating the American public as to what happened, so it won't happen again. But it is going to happen again unless this particular group of liars and censors and tyrants suffers some real punishment as a deterrent to others interfering and violating our First Amendment right to freedom of expression and to peacefully assemble and petition the government for redress of grievances. These are rights that the Bill of Rights recognizes. The government doesn't give us these rights. The government recognizes we have these rights, and they may not trespass upon them. And in this case, the government was outsourcing the censorship so that they could have deniability. Oh, no, we're not violating the Constitution. Twitter, you know, it's a private company. They can do whatever they want. And, we've got nothing to do with it, which is a huge steaming pile of bovine excrement. Anyway, House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik said that Twitter's censorship of the Hunter Biden laptop story is the definition of election meddling by the FBI on behalf of Democrats, and it absolutely was. And I remember when this laptop story first came on out, New York Post was ridiculed. They were banned from Twitter. Those of us who were carrying the story, we were defunded and deplatformed and, smeared and made fun of. And, once again, it turned out we were telling you the truth. And ABC, NBC, CBS, the FBI, we're all lying to you. And at some point, as you are maturing, you're going to have to stand up and say, okay, I'm going to pay attention to the people that I have heard the truth from, and I'm going to stop listening to those people who have a long history of lying to me, which is certainly the government aided by the legacy media. Again, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction, Assad gassing his own people, and on and on and on and on. And, the corporate media, legacy media, is losing money hand over fist, and they're out there trying to say, oh, well, it's because of streaming, and it's because of this and that. It's, no, it's because people don't like being lied to, and certainly in this day and age of streaming television, we're not going to pay good money to get bad information fed into our homes. So, anyway, apparently one of the other things that came on out, Representative James Comer challenged one of the executives on their own tweet, saying, do you really think all conservatives are nuts? You got to take another break from commercials. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about Twittergate and the hearings that are going on in the House Oversight Committee. And the Twitter executives started out with this idea that, yes, they did a lot of bad things, but it was all their own idea, and they weren't working with government officials or various corporations. That's already fallen apart. There were documents produced that said, yeah, you guys were there. And finally, Yoel Roth, the former global head of trust and safety over at Twitter, the guy who was shadow banning conservatives and letting the child porn run out of control, admitted that he was communicating with government officials using special messaging apps that destroy the message after it's read. In other words, unlike the messaging app on your phone, which keeps the messages until you delete them, these special privacy apps, the instant you read the message, it is deleted. And that means you're definitely doing something you don't want anybody else to accidentally discover what you're up to. Now, something very weird is happening over at Project Veritas, and we're not getting a lot of information. But James O'Keefe, the founder and chairman of Project Veritas, has been put on paid leave by the organization, by its board members. And they're trying to say that he may be actually removed. And mind you, this is coming hard on the heels of that real bombshell Pfizer expose. Basically, the board is saying that there have been complaints internally about James O'Keefe's behavior. And O'Keefe has not made any statements about what's going on. He's not responding to calls and text messages. But I find it very alarming that following one of Project Veritas' greatest achievements, that all of a sudden the board of Project Veritas wants to get rid of James O'Keefe, who is iconically the head of the organization. If James O'Keefe leaves, Project Veritas might as well close their doors and go away. They will have destroyed their own credibility. All right, now, Google is getting ready to launch their artificial intelligence chat interface. It's called Bard, and it's going to be released in the coming weeks. Google is putting it out there to directly challenge ChatGPT. And apparently the goal is that these artificially intelligent chatbots are going to be worked into the browsers, and that Bard is going to wind up being part of Bing, and that ChatGPT is going to be part of another one. And based, you know, on some test interactions with ChatGPT, these AIs are going to be the strictest gatekeepers ever, because I've been playing with ChatGPT over the weekend, and it absolutely is programmed to enforce the official status quo, the official legend, the official fairy tale that they want you to think about. So, no thanks. I'm going to continue to do my own research and my own searching, you know, because I don't need another tool that is an automated gatekeeper for the government on that one. So, thank you. This is really getting kind of weird here. Now, Ubisoft is the company that does a lot of very popular games, including Assassin's Creed, the Rainbow Six franchises, and they have partnered with the Anti-Defamation League to fight hate in online gaming, and apparently now they have agreed to work with the British police to find and arrest game players who say something inappropriate in the game world. Okay, the fantasy world is now being policed for wokeism and political correctness, and apparently the idea is that you can say something in this fantasy world, you know, it's full of dragons and unicorns and trolls and everything, and you can say a comment there that can get you thrown in jail in the real world out here. That's a little over the top, if you ask me. The whole point of a game environment is to allow your imagination to run free and, you know, to just have fun and sort of get away from all this encroaching restrictiveness. And I got to tell you right now, I'm going to predict that, like so many other companies, like Disney, Ubisoft is going to see a huge backlash on this. From people who are just sick and tired of being told what they can and cannot say or think or, you know, read or hear or whatever, because in the tighter the control gets, the more restive people are going to become. All right, so let's talk about COVID. There's been an interesting development, okay? And apparently there was a medical journal, Cell Host and Microbe, published a perspective led by Fauci's office last month that shows the NIAID had good reason to believe COVID vaccines would fail even before they were authorized, based on research spannings, Fauci's 38-year tenure leading the NIAID. And apparently Fauci himself wrote in some of the material from this project that the results were decidedly suboptimal. Okay, in other words, they knew all along that these mRNA shots We're not going to perform as advertised. But what the heck? Let's get them into the people's arms because we're all making huge amounts of money. We've got stock in Pfizer and Moderna, and they're making, you know, $30 billion off of this, and we're going to get our little piece of the action, you know, plus 10% for the big guy. And it was, you know, all about the Benjamins. Another story, this one coming from Children's Health Defense. There is a new peer-reviewed study found a positive statistical correlation between infant mortality rates and the number of vaccine doses received by babies, confirming findings made by the same researchers a decade ago. And, you know, one of the things that's out there is, you know, the autism epidemic. You know, when I was a kid, autism was very, very rare. And, you know, you had one vaccine when you went to school. Now it's up to, what, 35, 40 vaccines you have to take before you're allowed in the school. And autism is just everywhere. So I think it's like, you know, one in 40, one in 50 kids, you know, are somewhere on that autism spectrum. And but, hey, we're making money, and that's really all that matters. And, you know, if the earlier medicine makes you sick, we're going to make more money off of you treating those symptoms for the rest of your life. Okay, now over at the World Economic Forum, there's been a bit of a slip-up. Documents were released showing that Moderna made 100,000 doses of their COVID vaccine in 2019 before the COVID pandemic launched, before it was made public. Okay? These mRNA jabs were being formulated ahead of time. And that basically says this, yeah, this was all engineered. And, you know, a lot of people wondered at the time, wow, you know, they, you know, Operation Warp Speed, they sure came up with a vaccine for this illness really quickly. No, actually, they had been working on it for quite some time. Okay. Anyway, interestingly enough, over in Switzerland, public interest groups are actually suing the president of Switzerland, calling that the purchase of 4.5 billion doses of the experimental COVID vaccines amounted to the biggest corruption scandal ever. And now they're trying to bring criminal charges against the president of Switzerland. And, yeah, let's throw that guy in the hooskow. Sentence him to making cuckoo clocks for the rest of his life or something like that. Now, there's been a new study of church attendance, and, you know, organized religion has really taken a beating on several fronts. This whole LGBTQ, gay, not gay situation is causing deep divisions in churches. But on top of that, churches have not really recovered from the pandemic. During the pandemic, you know, everybody was locked down. They were staying at home. Churches operated virtually, if at all. And basically, this article coming out of Fox News is saying a third of Americans have quit church as attendance fails to recover pre-pandemic. Now, there is a very good reason for that that we learned by going back and revisiting the history of the Black Death, you know, the Black Plague. That swept across Europe, and it actually resulted in a tremendous loss of faith because Christians were going to church and they were throwing the money in the plate and they were praying, please save us from this horrible pestilence. And the pestilence continued despite everything the priests were doing. And the priests ultimately wound up scapegoating and burning witches. That did absolutely nothing about it. And people just began to realize, no, this is not the ultimate authority controlling the world. And the organized Catholic Church never recovered the absolute authority over people it had once enjoyed. And coupled with the population reduction, this resulted in the Renaissance. So, along with the European warming period, where food was plentiful and people didn't have to work so hard to eat and they could spend time on art and architecture and music, and the blossoming of modern civilization. So, Now then, getting to the international news, there's a story from One America News Network saying that Joe Biden's war in Ukraine is designed to cover up the illegal bioweapons research facilities that have been operating inside Ukraine. And, of course, we know that Russia has said that they have documented evidence of these laboratories being there, all of them violations of the Biological Weapons Convention. And so far, the body count is now at 257,000 Ukrainian soldiers killed, all because of America's unwillingness to let countries alone to deal with their own problems. The United States government is addicted to going into other people's countries and mucking about with them, regime change, if not outright war. And we know that this whole Ukraine mess goes back to the U.S.-backed coup d'etat against Yanukovych to replace him with Poroshenko, later on Zelensky. And again, violating the promise that was made to Russia during the reunification of Germany, that NATO was going to stop there at Germany, and that would be the end of it, which they promptly started to violate almost immediately. Now, Russian troops are successfully developing their offensive near Ugledar and Artemovsk, which is called Bakhmut in Ukraine, in the Donetsk People's Republic. We were reporting yesterday that the Russian troops are gaining ground in the Donbass, and this is one of the areas. And Russian forces continue grinding down the Western-supplied weapons, both at the front line and also along the lines of their delivery, meaning that they're being intercepted before they can even be put into use. Okay. Now, everybody's talking about this revelation by Seymour Hersh, who is a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter, well-respected in the legacy media. He's broken a lot of major stories. He broke the My Lai massacre. And he's got a long history of reporting stories the government does not want reported. And he was lucky to be operating at a time pre-Julian Assange, where the government understood that you couldn't just throw a reporter in prison because they reported on something that you didn't like. So Hersh blew the whistle on My Lai and a bunch of other things, and now he's blown the whistle on the fact that it was the United States, together with Norway, that blew up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And let's be honest, that's not really a surprise, because it only made sense that the United States would have a motive to destroy the pipeline. I mean, Russia spent 15 years and $20 billion building that pipeline. It never made any sense they would blow it up themselves, having invested so much in it. And again, they have the valves on their territory. If they wanted to cut off oil and gas to Europe, they could shut the valve. The reason the United States blew the pipeline back up, was so that Russia could not turn the flow of oil and gas back on if Europe decided to move away from the United States and toward Russia. And that was the motivation for this whole situation. So once again, another so-called conspiracy theory, because that's what it was described at when we came on out and said, no, it makes sense that the U.S. is behind this. Oh, your tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theory. Well, guess what? Once again, we were right. And the problem is, this is bringing us closer to an outright war with Russia, because destroying an asset like that is an act of war against Russia committed by the United States and NATO. And that is a real serious situation. And Russia is, you know, demanding answers to what's been going on. And remember, when Russia wanted to investigate the damaged portions of the pipe, NATO and the U.S. and everybody said, no, just we'll look at it, just take our word for it. And now, of course, Russia is going to say, no, we are sending ships down there to look at the damage to the pipeline for ourselves. And that could be a pivotal moment here. Meanwhile, the Speaker of the Russian Parliament, Volodin, has branded U.S. President Joe Biden a terrorist over the idea that the United States, and approved by Joe Biden, blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. And not only is this an act of war against Russia, if you really think about it, this was an act of war against the European Union. And You know, they're out there saying, well, you know, Russia had a stranglehold on oil and gas to Europe that had to be broken. Actually, no, the stranglehold is now coming from the United States because a more cost-effective alternative for oil and gas has now been shut off. Okay, and, you know, so the people of Europe are now paying a lot more for their energy because they're having to buy it, they're being forced to buy it from the United States and other allies rather than the very convenient deal they had with Russia. And Russia, for their part, they're just turning around saying, okay, we can't sell to Europe, but Asia sure wants our oil and gas, and so does China, so business is still booming for them, okay? Now, of course, over at the White House, they're saying this is all very silly. I mean, how could you even suspect that we would do such a weird thing like that at all? All right, we got to take a break. Commercials.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show here. And a real quick update on John Fetterman. The tests that he has been undergoing do not show that he has suffered a new stroke. So a little bit of good news there. And as far as the dizziness, you know, maybe coming down with a cold or something like that, or COVID or who knows. But it's definitely not another stroke, or at least that's what they're reporting right now. And again, I may not like certain people for their political point of views, but I don't like to see anybody suffer. I really don't. It's just I'm too old for that kind of stuff anymore. All right, getting back to the international news here, there has been a draft resolution introduced by Congressman Matt Gaetz, and they're calling it the Ukraine Fatigue Resolution. And if it is passed, it will basically put a halt to any further military assistance to Ukraine. Now, they're going to have a hard time getting this through the Senate, but even if they do, I can guarantee you that Joe Biden will veto it and keep sending your money to Ukraine, because if he doesn't, you know, Zelensky is going to come on out and say, well, this is what Hunter Biden really was doing at Burisma, and we got the photos and the videos to prove it here. Speaking of Zelensky, he has now met not only with King Charles in Great Britain, but he has met with French President Macron and German Chancellor Scholz in Paris. And he made another pitch for fighter jets and other advanced weapons. He says we need the game-changing weapons to turn this around here, and that, you know, arming Ukraine is the quickest path to peace. I tend to disagree with that. But they're shoveling all that stuff into Ukraine, and it's all just getting blown up by the Russians, and it's costing us all huge amounts of money. And maybe people who are honestly looking at what's going on in Ukraine are going to come to understand the futility of war. It's not done for any kind of moral high ground. It's all about the bucks. For the defense contractors, it's all about conquering other people's wealth, territories, mines, wells, oil, so forth and so on here. Now, following Zelensky's visit with King Charles, the United Kingdom says it will train Ukrainian pilots on fighter jets for Zelensky, although, frankly, they won't be able to have these trained pilots until after the first of next year, 2024. So any aircraft that Ukraine is going to be flying in the immediate future is probably going to have mercenaries as the pilots here. Meanwhile, Russia has issued a warning to London against sending any fighter jets to Ukraine, as Zelensky has requested. Now, Britain is going to train the Ukrainian pilots to fly the advanced NATO standard jets, but so far have not committed to providing any actual aircraft. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the lines, 512-248-8252, and we will be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.